Welcome to Heroes of the Hydean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures set in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Currently our story is Friends Like These, and it can be found as a standalone module. This is Act 3, Episode 2, and I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
Hi there, I'm Christine, and I play Nima Ptolemy, the Marialan commander of the group, who's currently being asked some very hard philosophical questions by our resident droid. And Nima's duty is personnel.
Dude, I'm like a droid. I'm like a tactical droid. And I'm like really good at being like tactical and stuff. And then I like shoot things from way far away. And I slice into computers. And it's all really awesome. I'm like in a band. But our songs haven't been going on very well lately. Because nothing rhymes with, you know, Matu's mom. Her name's Vera. Nothing really rhymes with Vera. Except, you know, you're bringing a Tira to my Gira in my, that's as far as I got.
I didn't think her name was Vera.
Isn't it Vera?
I thought it was Lita.
Can her name be Joy? Because a lot of things rhyme with Joy.
Yeehaw! I'm Mandalorian Desperado Matu Ordo!
I am Leslie / Kith, a Bothan who is slowly coming to terms and realizing and beginning to understand, well, she's just about this big in a universe that's this big. And yeah, she's trying to figure out what to do with that information.
To get to know our characters a little bit better, I'll ask a question this time of Kith.
That's a bad idea.
You say that, and then we ask the question. As you start to feel your newfound family slowly move beyond its rocky reunion, how are you trying to see them through this nerve-wracking time?
Apparently, the key to keeping Nima moving forward is giving her something to do. The key to keeping Matu from going insane, outside of the whole Force thing where he just stares into the middle distance and you hear a slow, sad music in the background. Seems to be keeping him with something to do, but also making sure communications are open and that he feels comfortable expressing himself. It's something my guidance counselor talked to me about. And then with TV, he seems pretty okay. But we're all coming together again and we're talking again. That's good. I think we just need a direction to go. And I have a direction.
Oh no.
Dun dun dun. Excellent. So, I want to get a quick recap off of Nima.
When we last left off, we departed from Vlemeth Port and the Mandalorians of Clan Baroya, and we headed off to Kowok, a jungle world home to Zygerian slavers and those lovely, and by lovely I mean annoying, little monkey lizards that Cernut Hutts use as court jesters. We went to Kowok to meet with Zygerian Prince Moloch to try to arrange, buying some slaves. Nima's idea behind it is to then turn around and set them free, but Matu did raise up some good points that we could be spending our time better elsewhere, namely actually on Zorn, preparing defenses. So we landed, Matu stayed aboard the ship to compose some music and to converse with TJ, our old nemesis that Kith has kept around as a droid head, while the rest of us braved the city here. Nima had her blaster stolen, had to get it back, and we went up to the palace and got some information from the guards there, namely that our meeting with Prince Moloch wasn't until the morning. And if we wanted to meet with him sooner, we had to get essentially an invitation to this auction reception being hosted that evening. And that's where we were off to next.
Were you guys going directly there, or were you coming back to the Vanishing Point and Matu and Raimi, or?
Nima at least wouldn't be. She wants to at least arrange what's going on, because if we can't get in, then she's just going to go back to the ship and let Matu know he was right, and we'll depart from there. What about Amp or Kith?
Amp is still being kind of quiet.
I think Kith will ping Raimi, at least, and just say, we struck out at the palace. We're working our way over to an auction house. We should be back at some point. If we die horribly, save my ship. Oh, and Matu.
To which Raimi would definitely tweedle an acknowledgement.
As we're walking through the city here, it's not like Nima's not walking towards the auction registration area just in a single path. I imagine there's quite a few different places where, well, there are already auctions, or there are slaves in pens, or things of that nature, because this is slaver territory. And anytime we're encountering something like that, and especially anytime she sees a Twi'lek, Nima does wander over, gets a closer look, and that moment just keeps repeating itself over and over again. She's not saying anything, and every time she's disappointed, but she still keeps checking as we're going through the city.
I was going to say, is Nima kind of walking more or less kind of ahead?
Given a quiet amps being, yes, I think so.
Well, Kith is going to be walking with TV. And so she's going to be kind of looking around, keeping an eye on Nima, making sure, you know, buddy system, stay together.
Kith?
Yes.
What's a hero?
I'm sorry, I almost said it was a type of sandwich. That was somebody who does the right thing.
I heard someone say that we were heroes, like after the thing on the ship.
Well, it's sometimes the right thing, and sometimes it is something that most people don't think could be done. And that's what happened on the Shadow Raptor. They didn't have any hope, so we fixed that. And somebody who brings hope is often considered a hero.
So like a really difficult situation where something bad's going on and the odds are against you, but you still do something about it?
Yes. Do you have a thought in that direction?
He kind of looks around at the slave pens, then he puts his head down and says, I guess not.
Do you want to have a thought in that direction?
Kind of shrugs. I'm just a droid.
You are so far from being just a droid.
With that, I want to move ahead a little. The three of you get to the auction registrar's office. You get there, and the office itself is sort of the smooth spherical adobe structure that sits at the base of the palace's western wall. A cluster of sensor dishes, antennae, and hollow net arrays poke out from the top of the structure. When you'll enter into the building, the interior is dimly lit, and the odor of overworked electronic systems is so prominent. Kith is kind of getting up that little bit of cooked electronics, but it's really underneath the other sense.
Is it staticky?
No, not really staticky. Like, place is nicely moistured, so you're not really worried that much about static. Beneath the hum of dozens of databanks and cooling fans, two distinct voices, one deep and hoarse, the other nasal and ringing, bicker from behind the counter opposite of the entrance. As you approach the counter, a large elderly Zygarian ducks through the doorframe and into the lobby, followed by a ranting Zygarian half his size. The smaller of the two yells, "That sniveling brat and his spice addiction will bankrupt us inside a week!"
"Because it's my fault. We have to give that worthless little shooter access to some of the accounts."
"He's heir to the crown. We don't have the authority to just cut him off. I..."
And the Zygarian turns to the three of you as he's cut off by the shorter one.
"What do you want?"
"Invitations to tonight's auction reception."
"All right. If you can come over here. How many invitations is it?"
And he goes over to a data entry terminal and starts asking questions.
"4, Nima answers. She doesn't really expect Matu to come along, but he might change his mind. You never know.
"And what group shall I list you as being with?"
What is the Rebel Alliance's reputation among Zygarians?
Zygarians? They're okay with Thalassians, other branches of slavers. They haven't really moved on to the Zygarians yet. They're raiding other groups.
Okay.
They're sort of working their way up, one might
say. Okay, if the Alliance doesn't have a negative reputation with the Zygarians, then I will lead with that. I'll...
Rebel Alliance. Now, Jark, where was that again? Terrorist organizations? Military organizations? Mercenaries? I can't remember.
"Oh, jeez, I told you this all the time. Ones of that sort, they're entirely under military organizations. The terrorist organizations are a completely different thing. They're there for such a short amount of time. Come on, you big brute."
And just sort of cuffs him on the back of the head. And you see the long-suffering roll of the eyes from the big guy.
"All right."
So I couldn't help but overhear some of your conversation when we first entered, doesn't sound like your esteem of your great prince is all that high.
Oh, well, you know how it is. Sometimes people in command, people who are ruling others, they may not entirely see the entire breadth of what they're intending. And I mean, sometimes short-sightedness and using up extra credits means that people run into a little bit of a cash, shall we say, crunch. And, well, things are here, things are there, and, well, now we're having an auction. Oh, geez, this is wonderful.
What do you mean, credit crunch?
I kind of want to get a bit of a social check to move much beyond that.
Okay. Even though I'm not trained in it, this is probably a charm, because Nemus is chatting him up. She's not exerting any kind of authority here. She's just, you know, making small talk while they're filling out the invitations.
Is everybody focused on Nima?
The big guys focus on Nima. The small guys focus on the big guy.
TV. Amp.
Yeah? What?
Do you want to see if you can maybe jack in and get some blueprints?
Really? Like Slice?
Yeah, I can't do it that well.
Yeah.
He looks around for a port.
You see a couple that are on the far end of the desk.
He'll kind of nonchalantly make his way over there.
All right. What are you wanting to do?
What set of roles do you want to resolve first?
Yeah, I'm kind of wanting to get Nima's roles done first.
Okay, so we'll nonchalant while she rolls.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is my difficulty?
All right, your difficulty is going to be a hard. So 3 purples.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a boost because it seems like these guys are a little on the distracted side.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and light side this.
Okay.
We have plenty. Putting me at 3 green, a yellow, and a blue versus those 3 purple. Nope. Just 2 advantages.
All right.
So here's what I would like to do with that. They're being kind of tight-lipped where they're a little nervous about just, you know, revealing information or their own personal biases to an outsider. However, with those 2 advantages, they are more focused on Nima and that back and forth because this is an alliance representative. I'm going to the auction, and they're trying to be diplomatic without revealing anything, and so they're more focused on me and not Amp.
No, absolutely. The one of them is like, but no, bosses are bosses. They just seem to act like that. No, you big, no, Mart, you shouldn't be doing that in there. You should be, and he's sort of poking over the big guy's shoulder. You can tell that they've known each other for a long time.
They're an old married couple.
Well, they're twins.
I was about to say, they're bickering brothers, if I remember my quote from earlier correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That works, too.
So, yeah, the big guy is typing away, but the smaller one's trying to get in underneath, poke at the... Like, he's trying to sort of do it himself, but the big guy's big and is just sort of getting distracted and having to shove the guy off. Before I go back to TV and them, I do want to get a, say, average leadership check off of Nima to keep them on task so that they don't just devolve into being brothers.
Okay, that's 1 green, 3 yellow, and a blue versus 2 purple. 2 successes and an advantage.
Mard is able to shove Jorik out of the way and just sort of holds up one hand to Mark's forehead and is typing it there one-handed.
Just stay back.
He's asking Nima,
so what sort of resources am I supposed to put down that you have access to? Fleet, sector, or squad level? It's a drop-down menu.
Ah.
It would be.
It's not quite accurate, but for best ballpark, let's put fleet.
Okay.
It's at that point where I'm wanting to jump back to TV and him doing a slicing check. What are you wanting to get a slicing check of?
We're after blueprints, dude. We're being heroes. We're going to free the slaves.
Okay, those are a little on the sensitive side, so it's going to be a little bit more than, say, if you're trying to hack the guest list to get yourself on. In that case, it's going to be... Oh, I'm cringing as I say this, because I know you're actually a pretty good slicer. Anyway, it's going to be 1 red, 2 purple, and 1 setback.
Would the setback be something I could remove with bypass security?
Yeah, I actually would go with that, because it sounds like you're trying to get a blueprint of slave paddocks, and, well, that would be something that the auctioneers would have, but they'd also, like, keep it behind a password or something. So, Yeah.
All right. Being a master slicer, I will suffer 2 strain to downgrade the difficulty of the check.
Nice.
There goes my despair.
And the force is with us.
Yes!
Force is with us.
Nice.
A triumph, 2 success, and 2 threat, which I'm sure will come to haunt us.
Yes. Yes, it will. Actually, it's at that point where Mork turns around as, like, your data probe is retracting. It's like, wait, what are you doing over there? And turns around and tries to, huffily comes over to the two of you. Why was your droid plugging into our system?
Because he likes music.
Music? Wait.
He was hoping for some tunes.
He's harmless.
I'm sort of expecting Amp to just sort of start putting out some form of elevator music. And the other part is the small guy is just agog. It's like, music? In an auction house? In a foil auction house? Music? What kind of... And yeah.
He's a musician droid.
That Chansey is a tactical droid. What the... You have weird tastes.
Amp, you can stop now.
That's not me.
It's Chris. I mean, I knew that was Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, this is sort of a meta question. What do you want for these, and do you want the answer to this now for the blueprints? Because, like, the triumph on this is almost, if other roles were to come up, they could be modifying things to come later, as opposed to immediately.
I would say that if we get into a situation where we want to open some or all of the slave pens, that we would get an upgrade to whatever that check is, because we're familiar with the security system.
I could absolutely go with that. I will rely upon you to remember this. Or you, the listener. Either way, if we forget, mock them, please.
No. Hashtag Amp forgot.
Give us a session length. Jorik stands up from the data terminal. You hear the, amazing enough, it actually does sound like a dot matrix printer. The zzz, zzz, as it gets printed out.
I love it.
Each ticket literally pops up from the desk. He catches it, looks it over, puts an imprint on the right-hand side, and hands it to Nima. And then it again, and again, and again.
And she looks over them as they pass them over to her, making sure the information is correct.
Yeah, and in there you see Rebel Alliance Guest 1, Rebel Alliance Guest 2, resources, time, date, that sort of stuff.
Gotcha.
At least we didn't have to give our names, apparently.
That actually would be on there. I was just not wanting to sort of recount. Or if there's aliases. I mean, you do have the Desperado droid here.
Nick Nova Stride.
Call back.
No Eyes Nova Stride. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Is there anything else we need before the reception?
He looks at a timepiece that's just above the door. His eyes go a bit wide.
Well, the reception's in 2 hours, and I suggest you clean up a little bit. There's going to be many people in looking to be buying entire paddocks. They have a certain look to them. I might suggest that you try and more look the part. As it is, thank you very much for registering. If you would please take your droid and your friend and...
He motions for the door.
If you'll be so kind, me and...
Just sort of scowls over at Mard.
We must be going.
Of course. Anima will go ahead and fold up and put away the invitations. Kith, Amp, you ready?
I am. He winks.
Okay.
Like, at that point, Jorik has gone into the back and... Mard is there just sort of tapping his foot, almost like a Warner Brothers cartoon, just sort of thap, 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 as he waits for you to go out the door and then
whap,
and it locks behind you.
Now I want to go back to the ship. I want to check in with Mantu and check in with Corsa, see what sort of resources we have to negotiate with. Then I guess we're going to need to get cleaned up.
So you're heading back to the ship?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so as you are heading back to the ship, you hear this, you're not sure how all these instruments are being played at the same time, but there's definitely some kind of power ballad going on. You hear this, bum, 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 Lita, I need ya. You're dangerous and fly, but you keep leaving me behind. Lita, where did you go? It's not fair to expect us all to wait.
Lita.
Lita. Oh. Alitorishia. Tadin so no sin vetin. Move along, move along. You do not even matter. Then there's like a bunch of drums smashing over.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good, Montu.
Hi there. Combat training. Get down.
There's Raimi with his welding torch up in the air. Looks around. Oh, pulls it back in.
Having fun?
No, I was preparing, not working through my feelings with song. You know what? I've got some tactical things to go over with you. Why are we still here? Can we leave yet?
No, we're going to be able to go soon. I've arranged a meeting with Prince Mulek as part of this auction they're holding. It'll happen in a couple hours. We'll talk to him, we'll make the arrangements, and then we'll get out of here.
But what about the plan?
What plan?
Kith elbows him and then yelps because it hurts.
Wait a minute. We're just going to buy slaves.
Amp winks.
Oh, we're not going to buy slaves.
Wait. I'm confused.
Kith shakes her head violently at Amp. It's like,
oh.
No.
Oh.
And then she nods.
He starts nodding
back, and then he looks
we
over.
We are going to buy slaves. Okay, all right. I'm on the page now.
Amp winks.
Wait, I'm confused. There's a lot of winking going on here.
I'll get the grenades.
When did this escalate to grenades?
I don't know. He's the one winking.
Amp, what are you thinking?
He looks like
I should check his eye. It's not working properly.
Eye malfunction in progress. Need attention.
Who are you going to kill?
Only the bad ones.
The bad what?
He looks back at Kith.
Kith looks completely innocent.
You are going to shoot up the auction.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, Kith is a horrible shot.
Excuse you.
Well, you are.
Amp has to nod.
She just throws her hands up and walks in and goes to her room and shuts the door.
If someone's going to shoot up the auction, it should be me and Amp. Everyone knows that.
Okay, look.
Didn't you want to come here to free slaves?
Yes.
So I assume that we're going to go free slaves.
I thought you wanted to leave.
I do want to leave, but if we're not leaving, we might as well just free the slaves and get on with it.
Amp nods.
Or we could leave. I mean, Raimi can fire up the hyperdrive.
Okay, let's back up for a moment, because I was not aware of the killing plan until about a minute ago.
I said nothing about killing.
Grenades kind of imply killing.
I said nothing about grenades, that was Matu.
There are a lot of Zygerians here.
And they have a lot of kneecaps.
If this were a small outpost, I would be all for it. But as Matu very wisely pointed out when we first got here, we have another fight coming up.
Sorry. I'll mute myself for a second here.
And you want to have us dive into a fight here?
Well, they're slaves. I mean, they're being treated like, you know, droids.
Oh, I see what's going on here. Come here, Amp. Let's have a chat.
A chat?
Yeah. Listen, you don't like the slavery. I don't really like the slavery. And you and I were both really good at killing people, right?
Right.
So the first instinct you would have is to kill as many of them as you can and then save the ones who are being treated unfairly, right?
Or kneecaps.
Sure, that works. But the Zygerian slave empire is much, much larger than this group. So in the long run, while we might save some people immediately, we're not going to do much good. The only way to really root out this sort of evil is to make sure we establish a galactic government that can lay down the law and enforce it throughout the galaxy. That's why we fight for, well, that's why I fight for the Rebel Alliance. Because once we overthrow the Empire, we'll have the authority and manpower to properly root out the slave problem. Now, do I wish this were different? Of course I do. But we have to think in long-term strategy. Don't throw our lives away here. We can throw our lives away at Zorn. Trying to defend a small factory that apparently the Alliance deems important. But I don't have the big picture. If I'm going to install the Alliance as a form of government, I have to trust its leadership on some level.
Sucky pep talk.
You're a sucky pep talk.
Your face is a sucky pep talk.
Why did you draw graffiti all over TJ?
I didn't draw... The graffiti is not on TJ. It's behind him. Okay, there might be a mustache. Okay, there's definitely a mustache.
See what she does to me?
Why were you in my room?
Well, you didn't lock it.
That's not like a big welcome sign.
Galactic government? But there's like people in cages and stuff.
You know what, buddy? Just let them go do their grown-up things and we will stay on the ship and wait for them to come back.
Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Nima's had a little bit of time to walk around the city, take some stock of various guards versus slaves and stuff like that, you know, in terms of a numbers game. I'd like to make a knowledge warfare check. How feasible would it be to free these slaves, especially if these slaves then assist in their own freedom?
It depends on how many of us have secret Rebel Alliance rings that we can show to small slave children.
And how many of those small slave children are force sensitive?
We're part of the Alliance.
Don't worry, I have 10 of them, one for each finger.
That's why she punches so hard.
Okay, so you're doing a knowledge warfare check?
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay, you're trying to figure out if you think that this is a possible slash feasible thing.
Yes.
I'm kind of wanting to go up against a... I shall flip this, and I'm going to say that this is going to be a 2 purple, 1 red, and 1 setback.
Ugh.
You're taking a lot of factors into play.
I'm not late to this, because we have a light bunch of them anyway. Side.
Can Amp help, just from the conversations they've had?
If Nima's willing to ask for help, I'd totally allow that.
Since we were up to stuff in that office.
Where did Amp go when... you were talking to Motu, right?
Yes.
I think everybody's still back at kind of the entry point of the ship. Like, Kith stormed off, but stormed back.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay, okay. So yeah, if we're all there, because Nima's trying to run through this. And if there's a break in the conversation, she will ask Amp, you know, did you get a good look at, you know, the number of guards and the number of slaves? And she'll start running through some, like, asking some questions, throwing out some ideas, because you've got a better memory than her, and go from there. So I have 2 intellect, but 2 ranks of knowledge warfare.
So he could give you an extra yellow upgrade. He has 3 ranks.
Okay. All right, so 3 yellow, a blue, versus 2 purple, a red, and a black. Failure with 4 advantages and a triumph.
Wow. Okay, well, as you can hear on a few of the different Tales episodes, this one is actually how many successes slash failures are there? Like, it's a perfect cancellation. With it being a perfect cancellation, I'm kind of going to give this a bit more of a esoteric thing, especially considering you got triumph and, like, 4 advantage. You're pretty sure that if you start small and have it grow, it can probably work. It's going to be hard, and if you were to, say, divert a few Mandalorians from one place to another to help out, it could absolutely work to give a initial shot.
And we have 4 advantages and a triumph.
This was just to determine whether or not you, Nima, figured they could actually make
like
this
happen.
Yeah, like
if this was
right?
feasible, if that was my understanding.
Yes, this is kind of the Nima convincing herself this is not a terrible idea role.
I mean, I have an idea for a triumph, but use the advantages first.
Well, I was thinking for some of the advantages, one of the things we got a good look at are where some of those fighters are being. Because you made mention of the, you know, we've seen like the gladiatorial ring kind of thing. We know one of the locations where a bunch of those guys are being kept, which could be a good starting point because, you know, people who know how to fight.
No, absolutely. That is, as I say, that kind of fighter. I'll go with 2 advantage will get you that. Like, you now know where the prize fighters slash gladiators are stored.
And where is that, just so, like, is that part of the palace or is that just somewhere in the city?
It's in the high-walled area, like the slave paddock, but it's pretty close to the edge of the slave paddock, like where there's a fair amount of high traffic.
Okay. The other factor I'm thinking of, and this might be a stupid idea, but so you may mention that the slave paddock, so it sounds like a lot of them are just kept there.
You have, like, I'm sort of going a little bit on the Clone Wars episodes where Anakin and Obi-Wan kind of get captured and all that sort of stuff. So you've got the Zygerian proper slave paddocks. Like, they're built up, they're more industrialized, they're more hardened. Then you've also got on the outside, which you flew over on the way in, there are visiting slavers' paddocks as well, which are a lot less built up. They're halfway between what the Mandalorians on Vlemeth were stuck in and, like, a chain-link fence. Like, on the edge of the jungle before it gets into crazy monkey-lizard territory.
As opposed to sane monkey-lizard territory.
No, they're just crazy monkey-lizard.
So what I want to establish with those other two advantages is the slave paddocks and the kind of central city. Their defenses are more focused on keeping the slaves in, because unlike the outer pens, they don't have to worry about, say, people trying to bust in so much. Who would be foolish enough to steal from the prince? Haha. So they're more focused to keep the slaves in, not so much, say, if some crazy people wanted to blast their way in.
Absolutely.
What was your idea for a triumph, Chris?
Okay, as usual, for dramatic impact, I'm going to just do it. And then if you don't like it, we can just do something else. And for safety's sake, I'm going to flip a destiny point and combine the two things together. Uh-oh. So as Nima is standing there contemplating the reality of this harebrained scheme, looking out at the city, she hears rustling on the underneath of the gangplank of the vanishing point. She skids over, blaster drawn, looking to see what the cause of the disturbance. And Nima has the Mary Ellen tattoos, right?
Yes, she has a set of tattoos that almost look like a little like crown or something coming down on her forehead. She actually doesn't have a lot of, I think I've established before, she has some other ones like on her face, but she doesn't have a ton for Mary Ellen.
Nima spots a very small Twi'lek girl, very clearly a slave. A child, no doubt, but even scrawny for the sake of a child size. She's very clearly malnourished. And a quick look around from Nima shows that there's a open manhole cover nearby that obviously this slave used to sneak over. The slave looks frightened at first and then peers up and looks very carefully at you. Says, "Are you Nima Ptolemy?"
Nima holsters her blaster and she crouches down so that way she's closer to the child's level. I am.
My aunt told me one time that if I ever saw you, you would be able to save us. And when I saw you earlier in the streets, I had to, they sent me to find you. I'm from the Freedom Fighters, the group of slaves fighting to break out. We're ready. We just need help and a great leader like you.
Who's your aunt?
Insert the name of Nima's fiance here. I forgot it. It's really ruining my dramatic impact point.
It really it did ruin your moment. It was beautiful, though.
You're terrible, and I hate you. Mala is the name of her fiance.
My aunt Mala, of course.
Oh, now, of course, I don't know if this ruins all the plans anyone has ever made.
Oh, no. Honestly, go with it.
When this child says that name, Nima goes less green. Well, why don't you come on inside, child?
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have like a slave collar or anything that might go boom or cause issues on her, does she?
Yeah, she's a freedom fighter.
I'm going to say with the triumph and a flip, I hope not.
Not yet. That's the reason why they sent the kid.
Nima will lead her aboard and go ahead and close the door at the top of the ramp. And she's going to go about like getting this poor child like something to eat and a glass of water at the very least. Get her seated at our like Jajiric board/dining room table. Yeah,
pretty much as you get her seated, Raimi's pulling up with the food and drink.
I have a lot of questions. I don't know how much you're able to answer, but how many freedom fighters are there?
No, because I'm not the GM, so I don't remember how many we're going to get away with here. 10,000, maybe?
Okay, that's pushing it.
1,000?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever you feel is an appropriate amount for a flip and a triumph on this warfare check.
And narrative awesome.
I'm going with it will be a narratively awesome amount.
One narratively awesome amount. Cool.
We have fighters all over the city, in all sorts of places. The assistants, the pleasure slaves, the warriors, the beggars. I don't know if there's an exact count, but we all await the signal to rise up.
Is your Aunt Mala here?
Again, yep. I don't know if this would be narratively appropriate.
I think Aunt Mala is... Never mind.
I'm going.
No, I have not seen her in some time. I'm sorry.
That works. That is dramatically appropriate. I like
it. But she often told me stories about you and your bravery on Coruscant. She described your tattoos down to the last shape.
Should somebody feed her? I feel like she's going to fold in on herself, just standing
Remy
there.
Remy brought snacks.
Yeah, Remy brought food. Nima already got her water. She's got stuff in front of her. The poor kid's probably already drowning in food.
I think Matu should go get Mando jerky or something. He's like, this is what the Mandos eat. It will make you strong.
My question is, with young wee Twi'lek, are you guys wanting to continue on to the palace at least to scope it out?
I say yes.
That's still my thought, and what Anima's going to give the child a message to take back to the Freedom Fighters, because we know the party is in a couple of hours, and I'm going to let them know to get ready that things are going to kick off about 4 hours from now, so about 2 hours after we go to the party.
How are we going to get into the party? Are we... Oh, Amp, you didn't, did you?
He looks at Kiff.
We're not playing the party. They already have people who know how to play music.
We have invitations.
When I was in the computer, the, you know.
Flip it and do it.
Maddie and the droid guy.
You know, the playlist was kind of just right there, and we've been looking for a gig, so...
I'll get my performance armor.
You have performance armor?
Wait. Okay, who's in the band? Is it just the two of you?
The band's called Maddie and Droid Guy. What do you think?
Bands are named all sorts of crazy things.
I needed a percussionist,
and
so...
It's at that point where Raimi just sort of tweedles, sadly.
Well, he does do a pretty good keys.
And he makes a pretty good drum.
Yeah, but we kind of need someone here to kind of relay comms, don't we?
Nah. Let him go. He's going to really enjoy it.
Honestly. Also, Raimi has, in the past, been very destructive. We might need him around.
Yes.
Well, get out your performance armor. Amp, you may want to at least rub in some polish. You still have a bit of damage from sliding down that ice cliff.
You got a bus.
And, Kith, I think we need to get some finery.
Oh, can I stay back and relay comms?
Thank you very much for tuning into this episode of Heroes of the Hydian Way. You can find us on Twitter at The Hydian Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
You can find me on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12 TH and Night with a K.
The Bag of Disgusting Biological Chemicals that plays Amp can be found on Twitter at iBrentBrown. And I've got to say, we should be Sith because I totally want to follow the rule of two. Hat tip, Chris. Again.
Not one of those better ones.
Stop giving these to him.
I can't. I have to. I'm compelled.
Just worry about when he gets to the mat once.
It's the dark side.
And Leslie?
Oh, right. Sorry. I was busy being horrified.
Victory!
I am Leslie, who is Kith, who is slowly accepting the inevitable and starting to call him Amp. I hate myself.
You sound like TV-93.
You can commiserate or accuse at LeslieGS.
I see you want to listen to a silhouette zero, Sil Zero, Crystal Zero, Matt. Will you follow us on Twitter? Tiny little aliens, they will soon become your friends. See Sil Zero Podcast, Sil Zero Podcast, Sil Zero Podcast, Sil Zero Podcast, Sil Zero Podcast.com. Hey, oh.
We are all at thehideandway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way.
And you can drop us a holocom to heroes@thehideandway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show and are able to, you can find us at patreon.com/thehideandway or at ko-fi.com/thehideandway.
He's just a poor droid from a poor factory.